You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's not your life no more.
We live.
All right, let's rock and roll, guys. All right, you guys, welcome to the Girl CEO Show. I am Ronnie Brown, and today I have my good girlfriend joining me, and we are talking about why women need to invest. Jessica, the Jessica Lane, is here today. Jessica, I have the privilege to bring you out of retirement, honey. You have been momming, taking care of Legend and all the things. Recently, you came to my house and I was like, girl, we got to get you on the Girl CEO Show. And you were like, let's make it happen. We finally made it happen. And I'm just so excited to have you here. Let's kick it off with you introducing yourself and telling everyone a little bit about you and how you got started in investing.
So we are here. I love this. Hi to my beautiful sister. And yes, so you have the privilege of pulling me out of retirement because your girl definitely just had a baby. We would just say maternity leave, not necessarily retirement. But yeah, so I'm an investor. I just turned 30 years old. I graduated from Spelman College, and really I got into investing because I wanted to be wealthy.
Oh, let's talk about that.
I wanted to be wealthy. And what I love about investing is that there is not a governing body to tell me how much I'm worth. I can be young, I can be Black, I can be a woman, and nobody can tell me, oh, you're only worth $70,000 a year or $80,000 a year. I can make however much I want by simply using my brain.
I love that. I love that. And let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, you went to Spelman, right? Mm-hmm. Girls go to Spelman. There is this expectation.
Yeah.
That you are going into corporate America.
Yeah.
You're going to be someone's CEO. You're going to be something big in corporate. How did your family feel when you said, I want to go in this direction versus going into corporate America?
Listen, honey. Okay. My dad definitely called me a bum one day.
What?
Yes. Okay, so let's give the whole backstory. Okay, so right when I graduated from Spelman, Spelman was one of those things where it's not that I didn't want to go to college, but I felt as though there are so many people that get degrees and never use their degree. And then there are so many people that get degrees, but their degrees are only based off of how much money they want to make, not necessarily their passion, right? Yeah. And so when people go to college, they say, oh, you know, what makes the most amount of money? So they could say, oh, I want to be an engineer because I'm going to make $100,000 a year. So that's how it started. So my first major was computer science. Then my passion was I wanted to be a reporter. That's how it started. So I was an English. Yes, girl. So I did it for a couple of years at a station. I interned the whole time I was at Spelman. I interned at a news station called 11 Alive. And then when I went to DC, I would do like little add-ons on Fox 5 and Good Morning Washington. Okay. So that's just, let's just compartmentalize that right here. All right. So my parents are like, you know, you graduated from Spelman. You are supposed to be this. Well, yeah. First off, let's take it back. When I said I didn't want to be computer science, my dad was like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Because he was a career counselor at Georgia State.
Okay.
So he's like an advisor telling people what they need to major in the first place. Then you have their daughter that's like, I don't want to do this. I got my own passion and I want to do this. And for them, it was foreign. You know what I'm saying?
Breaking the rules. And yes. Let's speak to this. There are some people that are watching this today and someone has already planned out your life. They've mm-hmm. already told you what you're supposed to do, what business you're supposed to go in, what career you're supposed to have. And there is somebody that is mapping your life out. It may be your parents. It may be mm-hmm. your significant other. It may be a friend. But the truth is, no one can map your journey out for you. You're going mm-hmm. to have to go through life and you're going to have to make some decisions and you're going to have to trust your gut and God. And that's yeah. what you did. You were like, baby, my dad is out here making plays for other people, but I'm going to make the play for me.
That's it. And it's crazy because like right when I graduated from Spelman, okay, so I interned at the news station, worked at the news station for a couple of years. And there are literally women in their 40s talking about how they hate their job. And I'm the type of person, is literally a Bible verse that says, you know, seek counsel so that you can be wise in all of your years. Something to that effect in Proverbs, right? I've always been the type of person, I'm not about to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
At all. So if I peep it and not just one person saying they hate their job, everybody, okay, well, clearly I don't want to be in this place.
Yeah.
When I'm 40 and 50. So let me figure out my own life. And so after I stopped working at the news station, I was just at my parents' house and I was always on a computer, but I guess they thought I was doing nothing.
Wow.
So then they're like, okay, well, what are you going to do? And that's how, I mean, really that's what it was.
Yeah. And let me just say this, you're a DC girl. So I got to show you some love today. Shout out to everyone that's watching this. Even if you catch your replay, if you're from DC, there's a different type of hustle that mm-hmm. you have to survive in DC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, either you're going into the government or you're mm-hmm. going to be an entrepreneur. It's like mm-hmm. one of the two things, right? Mm-hmm. This is a very government heavy environment, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the people here, they work in corporate America, or you know, they work for the government. And if they don't do those two things, it's like you got to hustle.
Yeah,
hustle.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things that I notice about you now is that you aren't just saying I'm an investor. One of the things that I love about your page is the content outside of, okay, this is what I've created. You're now taking people on a journey with you. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, there are different types of investing. Let's school the girls here. Ladies, we are always talking about building your brand. We're always talking about increasing your income. And I'm always pushing you guys to build your brand. And I don't care what it is that you're good at. It can be something simple. It can be something big. You can have some sort of talent or skill set. But Jessica, you know, I'm always saying build your brand. The mm-hmm. people will come, and after you build a brand, you build the community, and then you can create the income doing what you love.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I see with your page is that you have shifted the energy mm-hmm. over there. And I want to talk about this because at one time, everyone was kind of doing lifestyle marketing, a whole lot of lifestyle marketing. And you show the people that, yeah, I live a great life. But what I'm really admiring about your page now and about your branding style is that you are now doing lives on your page, showing people you're trading. People can trade with you. People feel like, okay, I'm involved in this. What mm-hmm. shift that energy?
Well, because I always tell people, I'm not selling you on anything. I'm telling you, and you can choose to partake in this life or not, you know, because I also think that with the type of like investing that I do more so trading, and it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you are lazy or you don't have work ethic, this might not be the, you know, the life you want to choose, because it's definitely a grind. You know what I'm saying? So I just, well, kind of how it started out was Michael. He's like, all right, babe, like, you haven't been on social media. You haven't been on nothing. Like, what you been doing? Like, you know, I get that you love your baby, but you can't lose yourself in your baby. That's how it started. Yeah. So he's like, you just need to post every day. I'm like, well, what am I going to post? Because I don't go out. So what am I supposed to be posting? And he's like, look, just post what you do. And I'm like, okay. So he was like, anytime you take a trade, just capture the journey and just post it. And I was like, all right, I'll try it. So that's how it came about. And that's what I love about you, though, to give you your flowers, is the whole marketing and branding. You know, I have not perfected that, but I love that you have. You know, maybe I could take some tips, and all my girls on the live in my community and stuff can take your tips, because listen, I have never been the one that wanted to market trading just because it has such a bad name, number one. And I don't know. I feel like on social media is very gimmicky. So it's like, I've always approached it as, if you know, you know. I'm never selling a course. I'm never like trying to talk to people. Hey, you need to sign up if you want. Girl, one of the biggest things I hate, it's so crazy, because it's like, I have the lifestyle that other people want, but I don't know how to show it because of my, really my humility. I feel like it's so many people that would go rent a Lambo and be like, oh, I need to rent this car. I need to rent this house. I need to post all this content. You need to invest with me. Make this much money investing with me, this and that. And it's like, I just cannot bring myself to do any of that. Maybe because it's my real life. I feel like the people with the most money also don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah. Either. And everything has shifted. You know, you have recently had a baby, and one of the things that we need to really focus on today is the fact that the freedom. Mm-hmm. We work not to just make money. Money is a tool that gives us the freedom to live life on our own terms, right? Mm-hmm. And now you are at a place where you can live life on your own terms. You've been home with your son. You've been able to be there and be present and care for him. And everyone on here needs to know and understand that they need to have some source of income that gives them that level of freedom. Where you're mm-hmm. not choosing between, all right, am I going to be here with my kid, or am I going to lose all the income I have? So I want to dive into first the type of trading that you do. Mm-hmm. There's the stock market and mm-hmm. there's the foreign exchange market. You specifically focus on the foreign exchange market. Let's talk a little bit about what type of investing you do and why you choose foreign exchange.
Yeah, so I chose foreign exchange because it's literally just understanding the economy. Okay. And it's so crazy to me how Forex has such a negative connotation, but people want to invest in a stock market, because it's like, what happens in a company can never affect what happens in a country. But what happens in a country will always affect what happens in a company. So it's like the same people that are doing stocks, you have to understand the economy in order to invest in stocks. So if you understand the economy, why not be able to make money every single day, opposed to using your economic knowledge, then focusing on a company and then hoping that that company has a long-term growth.
Got it. So let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. What is foreign exchange? What are you investing in over there?
Yeah. So you're trading currencies. So it's two different currencies, right? Based off of two different countries. So let's say I have the Great British Pound and let's say I have the dollar, right? There will be in some way, shape or form, something that is happening in each economy that is causing the market to fluctuate.
Okay.
We make money based off of that fluctuation. Now, I can really dumb it down to saying like, oh, you know, if you go to a different country and you exchange your US dollars for, let's say, pounds or euros or whatever country you're visiting, there's an exchange rate that's attached to that. That exchange rate is always a fluctuating number. And based off of that fluctuation, you're getting whatever that US currency is equated to in that country, right? Now, just imagine that, but you're doing it on the computer. So you're literally buying low and selling high, no different than stocks, except it's at a much faster pace. And I think that once you learn Forex, you can really conquer any realm of investing, because once you learn the charts and technical analysis that's associated with it, you can invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, literally the whole nine, cryptocurrency. Like, there are so many different things, precious metals. I mean, we trade them. We trade gold, we trade silver, platinum. I have some students that trade it. Indices, whereas like most people who do stocks, they'll invest in indices.
Okay.
Like, they'll invest in an index fund. We trade the indices.
Okay, got it. So let's kind of talk about this, because I feel like the bots kind of destroyed the credibility of foreign exchange. And mm-hmm. there are people who are legitimately trading foreign exchange that mm-hmm. are making money every day, that mm-hmm. have nothing to do with the crazy bots that you guys have seen on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The real thing. Mm-hmm. Trading every day, gold, silver, everything you can think of, right, is happening every single day. And people have careers where they spend their days as day traders, and they're buying, they're selling, they're getting in and out on a consistent basis. Why do you think people need to start diversifying their portfolios now and learn some level of investing?
Well, first off, because you need to change your, like, no matter what room you're in.
Okay.
No matter what facet of, whether you're in fashion, whether you're in technology, whether you're in music, right? There will be something along the lines that happens. Life is full of ups and downs, right?
Absolutely.
So life is full of ups and downs. At some point along your journey, you might not bring in as much money as you were making in your craft. Right. Absolutely. Or if you work a 9-to-5 job, at some point in your life, you may lose your job. Right. You may, you know, something may happen where you can't physically go into work. Having the skill set of investing will completely change your life, because you will always be able to make money no matter what is going on in the world. And that's the beautiful thing about that I love about Forex, is like, no matter what's going on in the world, we make money in recessions. We were make money on an economic downturn. We can even make money, even though we haven't seen a depression. You can even make money in a depression, because you understand what is happening. Literally, that's it. You understand what is happening. So learning the skill set is extremely important. And not only that, you don't need, like, for instance, my page. We talked a little bit about my social media and stuff.
For sure.
If my social media shut down today, I will still make the exact same amount of money. My money is not derived from
how many times
my followers. Yeah. You know, I don't even, and it's crazy, because I have people that says, you know, why don't you monetize your social media, or you can get different brands to pay you to post. I guess I never went in that avenue, just because I always just make money from trading. Yeah. Even when it comes to my students, I never promote, hey, you need to sign up for my course, because I first primary, I make money from trading.
Yeah, for sure. And let me just say this. We need to know and understand that our income cannot be codependent on any platform.
Right.
And when people say, like, hey, your Instagram is shut down, let's just be honest. You shut it down for a second and your income did not miss a beat
at all.
And if you still do brand deals, you can. If you want to go monetize your platform, you can. But your 95% of your income is not codependent on social media, how many followers you have. You don't have to come on there to sell your course or to get people to join your program, because you have developed a skill set. And mm-hmm. Jeff, you know, I'm all about branding and marketing. When I tell people about building their brands, I always teach them, guys, you don't want to build your brand based on codependency of one platform. Your list is your most valuable thing. Your skill set is your most valuable thing. And you want to create a skill set that is an ATM to you. And we don't look at it that way often, right? We don't realize that our skill set positions us to have this ATM. And what do ATMs do? They kick out money all day long, and there are no limits as to what you can withdraw when you have that ATM skill set. So to all of the viewers, let me just say this. If you're watching this, go ahead and share this with a friend. If you're listening to this in your car while you're driving, just share this with one of your friends, because we're going to dig deep into this today, because I want you all to get a lot of value out of this episode. Why women need to invest. And there are some guys watching this, because we're on the EYL channel right now, and there's some guys that listen to the Girl CEO show. But we need to talk a little bit about how foreign exchange actually works. I want to kind of bust some of the myths that have been created around it. And I want to talk about creating your own ATM. And if you're working a job, if you have a side hustle, you need to be investing and diversifying your income in some shape, form, or fashion, because it compounds over time, right? And you want to be able to see that return on investment. So, Jessica, how much money do you need? Because this is the next thing they're going to say. Do I need thousands of dollars?
No, not at all. And that's why I love trading so much, because you can really start with anything. Like, I have a student in Tanzania. His name's Seki. He's one of my babies. If you follow me, you know, like, I love me some Seki. Okay. Now, in Tanzania, they make $1 to $5 a week.
Wow.
Let's start there. Okay.
$5.
He turned a $3 account into $600. $600 over there, just imagine if I'm making $1 to $5 a week, what is $600 in a few months doing for me? Now, of course, relative to our money, even I could take a student that I have in Jamaica, her name's Chantel. Like, if anybody or y'all that follow me, y'all have seen her testimonial. She traded a $250 account, flipped it to $2,000, then flipped that $2,000 account. Now her account is over $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So you don't need a lot of money. However, and this is with any form of investing, the knowledge, you have to learn what you're doing, because I don't care if you have $500 or $500,000. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to lose it. So that's the most important thing.
Like, yeah. Take time to learn the skill.
Yeah. You have to learn the skill.
Something I appreciate is that you didn't say, okay, you're going to start with $500. You said $5. So are you telling me that when it comes to foreign exchange, people can invest in foreign exchange for as little as $1 to $5?
So look, now let me say this. I don't advise it. Okay. I don't advise it, just because, again, it's relative. I'm talking about a student in Tanzania, a third world country that literally barely has, well, some people over there barely have running water. Now, that's not the whole country. I also know Tanzanians that have a lot of money, right? But the difference between here and over there is, like, I feel like it's no middle class. Either you're rich or you're poor. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's for people over there. But before he did that, I said, Seki, you need to go into your demo account and have at least 30 straight wins before you trade your real capital. Because also, when you're using your money, or when you're trading, right, there's a sort of fear that's involved. If you barely have money, you'll be afraid. The psychology of investing, right? Yeah. If you barely have money and you're literally going in the market to chase the money, you're 9 times out of 10 going to lose the money, right? Opposed to focusing on the skill set. So I made sure he had 30 straight wins in his demo account first before he put up his real money. And then he gradually grew his real money. But again, that's very relative to that country and what it is that, you know, for his, like, we're not going to put $5 in a trading account. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to do that.
Well, can they start over with here? If we have someone,
you can start with any amount of money. You could start with any amount of money.
Okay.
You could start with any amount of money and grow it. However, again, once you have the skill set, like, you want to actually be able to, like, grow your capital a lot. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So you want to be able to 10x your income, so forth and so on. But I don't advise starting with, like, just a small amount. I think, again, the knowledge is important. And then when you grow your account, you want to do it to whatever is relative to you. Like, $500 can be a lot for some people. It's not a lot for me. So I would never start an account with that much, but you want to do whatever. The beautiful thing about trading and forex is that whatever is your situation, you could start money with that account. You know, like if I got into real estate or somebody that gets into real estate or whatever case may be, they can't come to the table with $500 and say, hey, I'm about to buy this property. You know, where's my real estate agent? Where's my broker? Okay, guys, I only have $500. I want to start with this and I want to be able to buy this property. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. So the beautiful thing about Forest is that you can start with however much you have and then be able to grow it. And there's no cap to how much you can make. But again, the skill set is very, very important. Can you see the captions or the comments yet?
Yep. I can see them. I have the YouTube up, but I want to touch on this as well. And then we're going to get some questions, guys. So at the end, I want you to put all your questions in the chat because we are going to take some questions.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I asked because you had just asked a question and then somebody just sent a comment about the same question that you just asked about how they said learning Forex used to come with those pyramid schemes where you had to invite three other people to waive $150 membership fee. And I think that's why people didn't do it. And you had just mentioned that the bots were the reason that did not invest in Forex and stuff like that. So I just wanted to touch on that because it's so important. And I feel like that's why so many people like are so against Forex. First off, I agree because that's network marketing, though. That's not trading.
That's not trading. Yeah, that's
at all.
That's two different things, guys. So what happens is people take skill sets and that people are doing on an everyday basis, and they turn that into a network marketing company. But what people don't realize is that you can do that every day on your own without being in a network marketing company, without paying a monthly auto ship fee, without having any type of overhead. You can do this every day on your own, and you do not have to be involved in a network marketing company to do it.
Cheers. That part.
All right. So let's get to this. Let's get to this because you said something that I really want to make sure people got in this interview. And the reason being is because I'm all about walking people through the process. Okay. Mm-hmm. You said a demo account. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to hear you say that because I see people online telling people, you know, go grab $1,000, go grab $500 and just get in, right? Mm-hmm. You want to call these trades out to you and you just take the trade. You don't have to have any skill sets. You don't have to have any knowledge. I don't believe in that. I believe in learning the skill set. But I want you to kind of talk about what a demo account is and why you recommend people to use a demo account prior to actually investing their real money.
Yeah. So a demo account is important strictly to hone in on the skill set and make sure you're profitable before you put up your real money. Most people, if they put up their real money first and then they lose their real money, then they're going to be scared to do it again.
Yeah, for sure. Because
money is a finite resource, right? For a lot of people, it does not grow on trees. Like once you have a skill set and you know how to grow money, money is very attainable and easy to make. But until you get to that point, money comes from a paycheck and money comes from getting a certain amount every however often certain people get paid. So every 2 weeks. And in that budget, if you say, oh, I'm going to put $1,000, if you got a $4,000, let's say income, right, a month, you make $2,000 every 2 weeks. And you say, oh, I got to pay my bills, but I want to put this amount in Forex. And then you put that amount in Forex and you don't have the knowledge and then you lose it. You're going to be like, oh, man,
I'm not doing this.
Like, I'm not doing this. Like, I just keep losing money. And you like you before you are ready.
Yeah.
You're already losing but that's the thing about it. Forex is so easy to get into that a lot of people don't take the necessary discipline that's involved to master the skill set because this human nature, right? Most humans aren't disciplined. If somebody said, hey, you need to go and I don't know, work out 7 days a week, and you need to only eat this type of food, go on a diet, and you need to drink a gallon of water a day. A lot of people not going to make it to 7 days.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? because you can know what you need to do. There are literally people, I'm gonna go sidetrack for a second, but it's the same principle. There are people that have hypertension, diabetes, all these different things, but still go to McDonald's or still go to Popeyes or still go eat bad food. They don't have the discipline, right? So when it comes to investing, a lot of people, if you say, oh, I could graduate from Spelman in a month by taking this fast track class.
They're going to try to take that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then they don't have the degree that they need to. If people approached investing like they approach going to get a medical degree before you can perform surgery, then there will be a lot more profitable investors.
For sure. And let me just kind of touch on that. We have to learn to value the process a little more. So if you want to be an investor, and it doesn't matter what type of investing you're doing, if you want to be an investor, you have to learn to trust the process and learn it. Take the time to learn it. I'm not saying go out here and say you're an expert in 30 days. You know, go put a year in, go put 2 years in, go put 3 years in, and really take the time and lock in and do it. Meaning you're doing some sort of education every single day. How can you say you want to be an expert in something and you're not willing to invest at least 30 minutes every day? If you're serious, you're going to put 30 minutes into whatever you're doing. How could I say I wanted to be an entrepreneur and start a brand, but I wasn't willing to work on my company for at least 30 minutes a day? You can't be serious. And we now live in this microwave world, thanks to social media, where everyone thinks that things are happening overnight, right? So I want to kind of go through the process. What does the process of starting in the foreign exchange market look like? I'm completely oblivious to this. I'm down to my last $500 that I can invest or, you know, spare, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm getting into the foreign exchange market. What do I do first? I set up an account. What do I do?
So yeah, you'll set up an account. But again, the knowledge is first, right? So if you put that $500 in and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to 100% lose it, you know, because there are so many different things that take into account. You have fear, you have greed. There's so many psychological factors of investing that don't just deal with the skill set. But the first thing is to get the knowledge. How can you get the knowledge? Like you can, okay, for instance, I teach free every Sunday. This is my give back day to the world. I teach free every Sunday on YouTube. And it's like, if you just hop on, because I'm really self-taught for the most part. Now, I did have mentors, but I was still losing money. I got consistent when I lost over $100,000 and literally locked myself in a prayer closet. Okay. I fasted. I prayed. I was like, God, like I went into a deep depression and then I just studied every single day, just back testing, where you just said that 30 minutes a day, I was spending a whole bunch of time a day because I really, really wanted it. But like, even what you say about 30 minutes a day, that's Michael's phone. Sorry, guys. Okay, great. So yeah, like just hopping on and really just perfecting your craft and getting consistency in your craft, in your space. That's first. Right. After that, trading in your demo account and making sure you're consistent. Because also, I mean, of course, I'm gonna plug myself, but there are so many different ways in which you can approach the market. I would not be being honest if I said that Fibonacci was the only way. Fibonacci is a way that I approach the market. It's a tool that you use to be able to dictate where the market's going. But a lot of people have Ichimoku cloud that they use. A lot of people just use naked charts where they use, let's say, the MACD, or they'll use stochastics. Like there are so many different ways to approach the market. But once you get to the market, you have to master one. You can't be all over the place. Just like in life, you got some girls that say, oh, you know, I got a clothing store and I do lashes and I'm a nail tech and I do this and I do that. And you're in the same position 5 years down the line trying to figure out why you aren't successful.
Yeah, because you got to lock in on something.
Yes. So it's the same way. So the first thing you need to do is get the knowledge. After you get the knowledge, practice.
Are there any books or anything that you would suggest that they start reading?
So books are more so for mindset. But it's the hands-on that matters. It's no different than when I was at Spelman and I was trying to be a reporter, right? You could take a whole bunch of classes on how to speak on TV, right? You could take voice classes, diction classes, all these different things. But once you're alive and that camera is in front of your face, you go 9 times out of 10, if you never did it before, you might freeze up, forget what you were talking about, all these different things. So it's the, it's more so the practice opposed to the theory. A theory can say, hey, this is a trend line, or, you know, when the market is moving, you're going to buy on the pullback or something like that. Like, that's the theory of what you're supposed to do. But the actual experience application is the part that's key and essential to being really a perfect and a great trader.
So no one is out here writing real books on like how to trade and like how to understand trading that's giving actual skills.
I mean, there are books that's out there. I'm just saying that I don't know if they'll necessarily be beneficial, because the books are more so just the information. Like, again, a book can tell you, I mean, you even have Forex for Dummies. Like, it's a Forex for Dummies book out there. But it, again, it's just going to go over, hey, these are the pairs that you can trade in Forex. You have the Australian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, the euro, the Great British pound. You have like the information, right? But once you actually get to a chart, are you actually going to make money from reading that book? 9 times out of 10, no. It's the application and it's the experience that makes you profitable.
Okay. So you're like, you got to get the experience. So they need to go on YouTube and start watching videos and seeing what people are doing and putting time into that every single day along with the books.
Right.
What's the next book?
The books, the books are just going, somebody just put in a chat, the books are going to teach you the language. Yes, it's going to teach you the language, but it's not going to teach you, you know, how to trade. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can all go in the doctor's office right now. Let's say, prime example, I just had Legend. I just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
The doctor told me, hey, you know, we're going to strip your membrane. We're going to do this so we can induce your labor, all these different things. I'm like, okay. But that don't mean that I'm about to go into somebody and try to do that myself, because I'm not going to know what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, you're not.
You know what I'm saying?
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is their constant experience. Like, if somebody told me, hey, you know, I need to get this placenta out of you,
Yeah, you're gonna be like, well, let me go read page 10.
Let me
paragraph 5.
Right. Let me go.
I got it.
Yes. It's like that. So really the next step is to backtest. Backtest can be done on TradingView. It's a website where you literally can look at all of the markets, not just forex. You can look at stocks. You can look at, like I mentioned before, commodities, all of these different asset classes, right?
Okay.
Backtest.
And that's on TradingView. Guys, make sure, listen, when we are on the Girl TO show, I want you to get the value. Cause I'm digging deep. On value, Jessica. So listen, I want them to leave here with a different mindset, and I want them to feel like, okay, I know the first 5 steps.
Yeah.
Getting started. So we're going to get TradingView. You're going to download TradingView, and you're going to do this backtesting. If you don't know what backtesting is, guess what? We have YouTube. You go on YouTube, you say how to backtest foreign exchange.
So backtesting is literally looking at past data to be able to see where the market is going in the future. So you have certain levels of support and certain levels of resistance that are literally past indicators to let you know, okay, price stopped here so many times in the past. So 9 times out of 10, when it comes here, it's going to stop here again. And then you have the next step, you have confluences. These are multiple confirmations to add up to give you why you're getting in a trade. So if I have a level of support, and then I also have something called divergence, and then I also have like a break and retest, like these are my confirmations that I'm using before I actually get in a trade.
All right.
Once you have all of those lined up, then you execute that position. Then you use your risk management. So if I have a $500 account, like I'm not going to be risking my whole $500 to make $1,000. Like I'm going to use my risk management based off of whatever amount is in my account, you know? So really, that's the whole process. But of course, it's a lot of studying that is in. There's a lot of studying that is involved.
You want to have that demo account.
Yes.
So you can practice. You're going to practice on your demo account. What demo account should they use? Is there a certain software or app they should use to practice?
No, I mean, you could use MetaTrader 4 or MetaTrader 5 and then just make a demo account on there. Yeah,
and that means as far as paper money, right?
Yes, trading with paper money. But again, this is the thing about human nature. Most people will trade on a demo account and not take the demo account serious. I think that experienced traders take demo accounts way more serious than novice traders. Because a novice trader, if you don't know what you need to know until you know that you need to know it.
Yeah, that's for right. Sure.
And so it's like one of those things where a novice trader, they can place a trade in a demo account and their emotions not necessarily be involved because it's fake money. So they're not going to look at it as the same, you know? So you have to have a certain mindset that you're approaching using that demo account. Like, okay, I'm going to lock in, like, this is my real account. I'm going to backtest. I'm going to track my trades. I'm going to keep a trading journal of all of these positions that I'm taking. And I'm not going to execute a position in my live account until I efficiently grow this account.
And I think people need to understand that, you know, when you are trading and you're trading in these demo accounts, that it's not about getting emotional or allowing your ego to lead you because you have one good day or 2 good days or maybe a week, right? It is about being able to look at that account and say, I've consistently created the habit of winning on, you know, a monthly basis, maybe a 3-month basis. I've had 40 wins or 50 wins. And you look at that account, and that account is your confirmation that it's time for you. And I'm not saying 1 or 2. I'm not saying 3 to 4 good days. I'm saying I've put months into this and I've seen the wins in my trading account before I go dump my money right into the real market, and I'm expecting to get rich overnight because so many people are in a rush. So to everyone that's watching this, let me just say, I'm gonna say this one more time, share this out. If you're on here live, send this link to a friend. If you're listening to the replay, send this to your homegirl, your homeboy, and like, hear this out. There is no rush. The student is the person who's going to make the most money. the person who stays a student at all times. Doesn't matter if you've been doing it for a year. Like I invest as well. I invest in the stock market though. I've learned to not be so anxious. And another thing that I'm going to stress, and I know you probably teach your students this as well, Jessica, is like, this is not a gamble. Like you can't come into this as if you're gambling, like I'm trying to win, right?
Right.
Like, it's more of you developing the skill set.
Right.
It's you understanding that there is no cheat code to this thing. And at any given time, things can change. But another false perception that people have with investing is that like, oh, we're in a down market, right? Who's investing right now? I've heard people say that right now the stock market is down. And it's like, what are you talking about investing right now when the stock market is down? You can make money in a down market. So let's talk a little bit about that as well, because I don't think people understand that there's money to be made in an up market. And there's also money to be made in a down market.
Yeah, for sure. So if you talk more so about stocks, options are a derivative of stocks. So you can basically trade your stocks that you're looking at or the different companies that you're looking at, particularly in the forex market. Like we're trading nonstop, whether it's up or down, because you're dealing with two currencies that are fluctuating. So you have the base and then you have the quote. The base pair can be like, let's say, the Great British Pound versus the U.S. dollar. The Great British Pound would be the base. The quote will be the U.S. dollar. So anytime, let's say right now, the U.S. dollar has gained strength, right? The U.S. dollar is gaining strength. So that means the pair GBP-USD will be dropping. Does that make sense? So you're selling and you're making money as the market is going down.
Wow. So, yeah, if anyone ever tells you that this is not the time to invest. Oh, if it's in a recession, this is not the time to invest. If anyone is telling you these things, you want to make sure that you tell them that there is money to be made in a down market and an up market. So Jessica, let's talk to the ladies that are listening to this, right? Right now, so many people are trying to figure out ways to escape, right? And when we say escape, some people are looking to escape relationships. Some people are looking to escape corporate America and they are trying to figure out what's next, right? Mm-hmm. What do you say to those women who are making this money? They're right now, we may be going on trips. We may be buying our new Chanel bag, right? Mm-hmm. but we don't have any investments.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we start?
Well, first off, you got to think about what you want long term.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a trip for a feel good moment? And then that moment in time passes by and then you're like, okay, well, where's my next money? Where's my next financial stream coming from? I think I have my dad to thank, even though he did not want, well, I can't say he didn't want me to become an investor because I feel like he never saw that far. And that's when it comes to God giving you a vision and not the people that's around you. You follow your vision because they can't see what God is placing in your heart. But my dad told me a long time ago, he said, I want you to always have your own.
Yeah.
I don't ever want you to depend on a man for nothing. Right now, of course, my parents have been married 38 years. They have a wonderful relationship. But I took that because he was on the phone with one of his friends and her daughter had got put in out of her husband's house. Something to that effect. I don't really remember. I was younger at the time, but I remember the story.
Honey, this one of them, this one of them conversations, you got to make an adjustment.
Yes. And she got put out, but she didn't have anything at all. And he cheated on her and then he put her out to go be with another woman. But she had invested so much time into that relationship. And it's like you pass so many years with a man that is like.
Or a woman, guys. Or a woman.
Or a woman.
Or a woman.
You pass so many years.
Me too.
You pass so many years. And then. What do you do?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? And when you think about the divorce right now, of course, if your union is truly built on God, then divorce shouldn't even be a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
But in the 2023 times that we live in, the divorce rate is high like no other. So what happens when you're a woman that is seeking security from a guy and you have no other options outside of that guy? Men feel like they can do what they want. You know, like if we really speak from an honest standpoint, I have friends that have been cheated on and been in situations where it's like they don't necessarily want to be with that person anymore, but they need that person because if they don't, like if they leave the person, what are they going to do? Yeah. And my dad told me, I never want you to be in that position.
And let me just also say this. There are also men right now that are in that codependent space, right? This mm-hmm. is for men and women, because I'm seeing the world in a new light right now. There are women that are taking advantage of men. There are men that are taking advantage of women. There are men that have been codependent and become codependent. There are women that have become codependent. It happens in each sex, right? This is less about the sex, more about you being in a position where you are stuck in something because there's a level of codependency on another person. And at any given time, that person can pull the plug and your entire life can change.
Yeah, that's why I tell Michael all the time, like, at least you know that I love you for you. Because I think that it's a statement to say that I don't need somebody, but I want that person.
Yeah.
Because so many people get in relationships because they need a person. They need a person to get to the next level, or they need a person to be in a relationship with so that they have security, so that they have this, they have that. They need a person. But when you want somebody and it's built off of true love, like it's nothing. It's undefeated.
It's undefeated.
It's undefeated. Yes. Undefeated. And so to go to the very basis of this conversation that you just started, I know I took it left a little bit, but I think that really just my dad starting that principle in me from a young age. All of my 20s were literally building my business. Okay. Yeah. Trading was my boyfriend. Like, I didn't see eyes for a relationship. I didn't want to be in a relationship because I knew it would take away from forward productivity. I think that so many people, especially in their 20s and stuff, you know, you get in these relationships and you get so much time passes by.
Yeah.
You know,
and you realize that you've spent 2 years going through phones, stalking people on social media, trying to figure out what people
are doing. The energy, man.
That you're investing in, that you could be investing
in yourself.
Bettering yourself.
In bettering yourself.
Building your credit, starting your career, starting your side hustle. And people, we just also don't realize how this stuff is a distraction.
Distraction.
Big. And I tell women all the time, shout out to all of my girl CEOs that are on here watching this. In my community, I'm always telling people that the enemy will use people. Like, the devil uses people too. Because we always say, God is using me. Well, the devil will use people too. And sometimes the devil will use people to distract you. You'll be trying to get yourself together, but you got that one toxic partner. You'll be trying to get yourself together. You got that family member that keeps bringing drama your way. So then you step back and maybe you wisen up, right? Because we get a little wiser as we get older. I feel like when you're younger, maybe your early 20s, you do like dumber things, okay? Mm-hmm. And you accept a lot more. But then you begin to smarten up. I think for me as a woman, I begin to smarten up a little bit when I got like 23. I was done. I was like, no one's playing with me, right? But what happens is you step back and you realize the amount of time you wasted on toxic family, bad relationships, but not locking in on you. So ladies, you know, today we're talking about why women need to invest. I'm also going to say everybody needs to invest, but you have to lock in on you to start to elevate in your life. You got to say no to the parties. You got to say no to the bar, right? You got to say no to the vacations. You got to say no to the hanging out and say, you know what? I'm going to spend the weekend home watching these videos, getting some value, getting some knowledge, and getting some information. Your friends might think you're a little fake. They may think you're acting a little funny, right? But people don't have to understand your journey. Jessica, you said it yourself. You're like, they didn't understand me. I went to Spelman and decided that I was going to be an investor. and everyone thought I was crazy because I didn't go running into corporate America, you're going to have to be misunderstood and you're going to have to cut out the toxic people in your life. No one should be able to put you out of anywhere and you have nowhere to go.
At all. At all. I mean, really, I don't even have nothing else to say because that's a mic drop.
Yeah. Skill set is your key to freedom.
Absolutely. And
as a girl CEO, I always say that the knowledge that you have is your key to wealth, right? It's your key to residual wealth. It's your key to your new home. It's your key to your new car. It's your key to your lockbox with all your jewelry in it at the bank. Whatever it is, like, that's your key. So today I wanted to bring you on here because I admire the fact that you have created a different ATM.
Right.
You know how to print your own money. And education and knowledge, whether you're investing in foreign exchange, whether you're investing in the stock market, guess what that is? That is your money printing machine.
Right.
You don't got to show up on Instagram.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just really understanding, using every capacity of your brain.
Yeah.
Also, I think that so many people, we don't reach our fullest potential because we don't even strive to. We get so comfortable, right? We don't try to learn and seek new things and try to figure out what's my next level going to be. We get to this sort of complacency mode where it's like we don't really want to reach for the stars because we don't really think that it's capable. But then when you understand that who you are and you understand that you're a child of God and you understand that, like, you are an extension of him and he is everything. So that means that really you can obtain and have everything because you are a part of everything that encompasses everything. Like, I know that was a tongue twister, but it's so real when you just sit down and think about it. Like, yo, I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
Everything that he has laid out before me, I can reach it. I can literally get there as long as I tap into me and as long as I stay disciplined, you know what I'm saying? And then once that next level happens, then it's up to you to decide, okay, what's next?
Yeah. And we have to also be honest with ourselves. And we have to be honest about being an entrepreneur. We have to be honest about being an investor. Let me say this, because I want to make sure, you know, I'm all about putting the right information out to the universe. There is also a risk that comes with anything that you do, right? Mm-hmm. You lose money in anything that you do because you have to take the time to develop the skill. If you mm-hmm. never lose, you never learn.
Yeah. Right?
That's how this works. And mm-hmm. people have to understand that there's always a risk versus reward. Earlier in this interview, you said something that I think went over a lot of people's head. Mm-hmm. And it was the fact that you had lost $100,000 trying to invest in foreign exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And investing in foreign exchange, you took that L and you didn't hide that information. I want to make sure that we talk about that because we always talk about the wins,
mm-hmm.
but we have to talk about the losses. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm an entrepreneur, you guys. I own a company called Girl CEO. We have a huge community of women that we help and we teach on building their businesses, growing their brands online, all of the things. I've lost money in my business before. I also own a beauty company. I've lost money over there. Shop Herlistic on Instagram. We have skincare. We have feminine care products. You lose money. I've lost money running ads. I've lost money working with influencers. Let's be transparent here, okay? Mm-hmm. In any business, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's trading, you're going to lose, but mm-hmm. you learn as you lose. Mm-hmm. Okay. $100,000 was what you put out there today. I mm-hmm. lost $100,000. I took myself in a prayer closet and I had to think about some things, but let me just stress what we need to start doing when we take losses in business. I don't know about you all, but when I lose, I write down, I make a diary of all the losses that I have gone through in my life. Because when we start making a diary and we start logging the losses, we can learn from them. But if we don't log them, we don't learn from them. So when you lost that $100,000, looking back, Jessica, what mistakes did you make?
I didn't have the skill set. I didn't have a solid skill set. I was really, I mean, it's something called beginner's luck when you first start anything. I think I had beginner's luck because I was just, I was out here just gambling. Every time it turned blue, I would take the profit. And that's what really humbled me. Because I was over here, you couldn't tell me nothing, okay? I'm talking about 23, 24 years old, and I just flipped my account all the way to 100,000. What?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't tell me nothing. And I just knew, I at that point in time, I just knew. I was like, oh, I got it. I'm going to be rich for the rest of my life.
Ego.
Like, I was like, yes. Ego. You know? And then I really realized, like, I didn't have a skill set. But also, I had taken a trade. It's something called US 30. Really, it's Dow Jones. But when you're trading it in the Forex market, the lot sizes that you use are not the same lot sizes that you use for currency, right? So I used a large lot size on that indice without realizing how it moved. And it just depleted my account. Like, 100%. Like, and I'm talking about, and then next, after I started losing it, again, I talked about the psychology of trading. Like, after I started losing it, I was trying to make it back, where it's like I stayed in the trade way too long because I thought it was going to flip around, opposed to just taking that loss when it was only $20,000 loss. Then it went to $40,000. Then it went to $60,000. Next thing I know, my account was gone. But it's like, it's like just really a process that you have to go through. But that's what made me get to the point where I learned, like I really learned. And now it ain't nothing you could tell me. The markets is my baby and I know it like the back of my hand. But that process was one of the hardest processes that I had to go through to get over that hump.
Yeah. Yeah. And ask yourself this, would you, or do you feel like taking 1 to 3 years to learn something, is it worth it to live a life of freedom? Like 1 to 3 years. Because when someone says, you know, it's going to take you about a year, 2 years, 3 years to learn this, people are like, man, that's just too long. That's too long. Mm-hmm. But do you realize how quickly 1 to 2 years can change your life? And I'm not just talking about investing. Ladies, this is why women need to invest. And when we're talking about investing today, we're not just talking about foreign exchange. We're talking about investing in yourself, investing in your business, also starting your side hustle, starting your business, building your brand, right? That 1 to 3 to even 5 years could give you a life of freedom forever, where you have no limitations on your income. And I want to stress that once you step into that lane, this is what people don't talk about. It's like stepping in the lane of, okay, I have a company. Stepping in the lane of, I have a skill set. I'm an investor. I'm investing in the market. I'm investing in foreign exchange. You stepping into that lane could potentially give you that ATM machine. It's you can print money for the rest of your life.
It's crazy. Like, I feel like it's so relative. And I think that people just really have been programmed to not pour into themselves, but to pour into other things for that amount of time and not think twice about it. When you think about a college degree, it takes you 4 years to accomplish a bachelor's. People go to college without a second thought. If you go to get a medical degree, it takes another 10 years after that. People go do that. People do, what is it called?
Doctor.
Residency, all of these different things. And it's like taking time after time. And then what happens when you finish? If you don't have a scholarship, all you're going to be in is a whole rack of debt. And then you, this great career and great like income that you're making, unless you're doing it for passion purposes, if you're doing it for money purposes, all your money is being eaten up by your student loans. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, was it really worth it? But then on the flip side, not even just was it worth it, how much time did it take to acquire that? Why is it that you'll take the time for that, but not take the time for something that's pouring into yourself? You know what I'm saying? So it's like really just the thought processes in which people approach these different things. But again, it's the discipline that's key, right? If you are doing something for a manager or a boss or a ecosystem of school or all of these different things, it's much easier to stick to the program because somebody's telling you what to do. But then when you have to wake up every morning and stay disciplined on your own and say, hey, I need to make sure I study the charts for this this amount of time every single day. I need to make sure I wake up and work out every single day. I need to make sure I read a personal development book every single day. All of these things will, you know, you're not able to do it.
Yeah. You're not able to do it. You're not able to do it. So I want everyone who's on here, let me just say this. Thanks for joining us today. Make sure you take this. You're listening to this. You're in your car. You're watching this on YouTube. You're catching the replay. Share this with 5 or 10 people, because this may change someone's life just hearing this conversation today, right? And like I said, you guys, this isn't just about investing in the foreign exchange market or in the stock market. This is about you even investing in you. You can take the principles and the things that you heard today and you apply that to your own life. What are you doing for your business every day? Are you waking up and are you investing in your company? Are you taking 30 minutes to an hour a day to learn a new skill set for your business, right? If you said that you wanted to invest in the stock market, start. If you said that you want to invest in foreign exchange, what classes are you taking? What YouTubes are you watching? Are you linking with Jessica? Are you buying the books? What are you truly doing to get to the next level? And then
I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
You want to ask yourself is, am I going to consistently do this and be open to learning when working with a coach or someone?
And also, are you praying about your journey? Like, I'm not coming on here to try to make y'all do my spirituality, but I really will not be anywhere that I am without God. And I feel as though, like, we try to just depend on ourselves so much that we don't lean onto Him. Like, God, what is my purpose? Because really, if you're walking in your purpose, God will 10X you past every single person that you could possibly be around. You know, like when you think about, when you think about the walk and the alignment that's there, there are so many people that have clothing businesses and clothing lines, but that be one person's purpose and then they surpass everybody around them. Or even think of the Earn Your Leisure podcast, right? Like Michael, Troy, and Rashad, right? If you look at them, but you look at how many people had podcasts before them, why is it that their podcast is so great opposed to other people's? It's purpose. It's alignment. So really praying, God, what is my purpose? What are you calling me to do right now? Am I walking in my purpose and literally just seeking His kingdom? Like, let me sit back and not even ask God for nothing right now. Let me just let Him talk to me and let me listen.
Yeah. And let me also trust Him when things are going bad, because I want to stress this. Sometimes we can give God the glory when the money is coming in, when the business is looking good. But like, will you trust God when you're down at your lowest point, when you're sleeping on someone's couch, right? When you got $50 in your bank account, when the business that you thought you were supposed to be building does nothing, and then you have to pivot and go in a different direction, will you still say, God, I trust you on this journey? When your friends backstab you, when your relationships goes bad, when it goes bad, when you're starting over, do you say, God, I'm not even worried about what's going on right now. I understand that you are God to me. And let's just give Him the glory while we're in here, because, you know, that's how
Amen. We know.
I know that I would not even be where I am if I did not know God, if I did not know the Lord, all right? So I just want to stress this for me. Get into your spiritual bag, right? Some of us are in our money bag. Whatever your spirituality is, like, get into your spiritual bag and make sure that everything is in alignment. You're locked in spiritually. You're locked in on your health, right? And you're locked in on your wealth. Those three things, they create a different level of success, a different level. Jessica, do you have anything that you want to share with the Girl CEO listeners today before we tap out?
I mean, I don't even want to tap out because the conversation just so good. I feel like we blessing lives left and right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I mean, it really is. It's why I do what I do. It's ultimately just because of God. Again, it's why I don't sell it. I just tell people, like, this is what this did for me. Yeah. And if you need financial freedom, I advise you pray about what your passion is and pray about what your destiny is. And then no matter what you're doing, just learn. You know what I'm saying? Because Black women, and again, I know there are men on here too, but I mean, when we look at the Girl CEO podcast, we more so talking about women, not just Black, but women in general. Let's just look at it from what, however you want to look at it. Even looking at Earn Your Leisure, we're talking about Black people for the most part, right? Whether you're Black, whether you are a woman, young or old, whether you are in any minority, right? Absolutely. And you live in America, there are systems in place that are not necessarily set for you to win. But we're not going to complain about that. What can you do that takes every single excuse out the book? Because we are kingdom kids, right?
Let me let you cook.
What are we going to do to set ourselves apart? You know, like there are so many systems, even when you talk about Black women and funding, when you talk about things from a business perspective, we all know that Black women don't necessarily get the funding that our male white counterparts do. But are we going to let that stop our businesses? No. How is it that we're going to scale and do what we need to do? How I thought about this is, oh, how can I make as much money as I want to? And can't nobody tell me nothing?
That part.
And then I did it. And then now I'm free. And I don't have to worry about nobody or nothing as long as I got the internet. And I'll tell y'all one thing. I'm not a businesswoman. I am not. I will be like, know thyself is in the Bible. Know thyself. I am not a businesswoman, but I know how to make some money. Right? I say that because I'm not the best with dealing with emails, like having staff under me, all of the nine yards. Like, that's not me. Know yourself. What can you do and what can't you do? How are you going to scale you?
Yeah. That's it. And guys, let me tell you what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to say that you are a brand. Where you are right now, before the $1 million, before the success, before you reach that goal, you are a brand right now. And so many of you all are on here and you are not putting yourself out there. And you do yourself a disservice by not putting yourself out there, by not promoting yourself. And I want you to stop playing small today. I want you to stop questioning, is this content good enough? You can put up whatever you want to put up, right? Take people through the process with you. And I also want you to decide what you're going to focus on in this season. Some of you all have been all over the place. I want you to lock in on one thing only. I want you to give that one thing your all. I want you to lock in on it on a consistent basis, meaning you're tapping in to it in some shape, form, or fashion every day for at least 30 minutes to an hour. I want you to do that for 1 year straight. And I want you to see how your life changes. Girl CEOs, everyone that's a Girl CEO and you're a part of the Girl CEO community, we also have a content challenge that's coming up. We're kicking it off this Friday, a content challenge to help people become more consistent with putting their content out there so they can get more visibility, right? And grow their communities, grow their businesses, grow their income. The content challenge is really less about the content. It's more about the consistency. And one of the things that I've heard you say over and over and over again, Jessica, is that consistency got you here. How you put that time in to learn your skill set. How when you lost your money, it was because you did not master the skill set and you were trying to be so quick and so fast and jump out there and lost $100,000. That was because you were not consistently in your educational bag, right? We get in our money bag, we get in our spiritual bag, but we got to get in our educational bag. So I want to just say this before we wrap up, you guys. This is your time. This is your season. In a pivotal season, I want you to give it all you got. I want you to be more consistent and I want you to show it for you. And if your money is funny, the most valuable thing you can do is learn a new skill set. Jessica, thank you for joining us today. You know, I'm going to link you below.
All yes, please do. And also, I just want to say, please do not follow no fake pages because I have a million of them. I want to say that because I swear people are constantly getting scammed. And also, do not invest with nobody pretending to be me. Do not send anybody your money, period, point blank. Okay. It's very important that I say while I'm on here.
She will never DM you. And let me just say, this is happening to me on TikTok as well. People are getting messages from accounts that are not mine. I will never message you asking for money, asking you to invest in anything. I will never message you. I don't message people on TikTok or anything like that, talking about you want to invest in something. That's been happening to a lot of people on TikTok that follow me. That is not my account. Okay. So make sure you stay away from that stuff. There's so much spamming and scamming going on right now. If you anyone ever sends you a message talking about investing on any platform, if it doesn't have that verification mark beside it, come on over to Instagram, shoot me a DM. I will tell you, no, that is not me. Same thing with Jessica. I think you have your verification over there as well. You guys got to be careful out here. That's not what we're doing. But thank you guys for tuning in to the Girl CEO Show. Jessica, we had a time.
We had a time. We love you guys. Make sure you tap into yourselves. As Ronnie just said, the consistency is key, right? Prayer is first and primary with anything. So I love you guys and bye.
Bye, guys.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.